This is your weekly podcast preview of Harness Racing. Amanda Rando has gone away. Trots Talk, though, the podcast continues. And John Dummersey, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, is joining us. Hello to you, John.
Yeah, hello to you too, Andrew. Wonderful morning here in Sydney.
Plenty going on too. We'll talk about the whips issue towards the end. We've got Menangle on Saturday night as well, and plenty happening around country New South Wales.
Yes, country New South Wales is our focus, or has been our focus this week. The board, each year they go out and have these regional meetings, meet the clubs on their own turf or their own track, I should say, and meet the participants and listen to what people have to say, take it in, see where we can assist and take it forward. But the Riverina was the focus of all our attention on Monday and Tuesday.
So what came out of the visit to Wagga? I mean, what are participants saying to you, John?
Well, generally, they're at a level where they're satisfied. However, they're always and correctly looking for improvements. They might maybe improvements in handicapping, improvements in programming, certainly improvements in prize money, and when we come down to breeding, certainly how we can encourage more breeding in the sport. So the board and executive management take in all those comments and see where we can assist. Naturally, there's no such thing as a money tree. We've discovered that, and we just have to best use our resources as they take us forward.
Understand. It's interesting, you look at the prize money around the state. We've got the Breeders' Challenge on at the moment, which we'll talk about, but there's plenty of good things, aren't there, for new owners to come in, you know, and be a part of it. You know, people that have a punt that listen to Sky Sports Radio that like harness racing, this is a great time to be a part of it.
It certainly is. That prize money for the Alabar Breeders' Challenge is very solid. You know, $150,000 finals for the three-year-olds and $125,000 for the two-year-olds and $100,000 for the four-year-olds. So the money is there. But, of course, they're the upper echelon horses that work their way through and are successful. But on the grassroots, the basic level in New South Wales, this last 12 months, we've increased money from the bottom, and that's where we're coming from, is tax parity rolls out. Of course, that won't hit us fully until 5 years have elapsed. But it's about providing to as many people as possible, and that's where we get into the programming part of it. And what the participants in Wagga are very interested. We have races, not to demean anybody, but we have encouragement stakes, battler stakes, and these are for those horses that that are not going to be the champions, but they're certainly horses that people want to work and people absolutely love. So it's about keeping everyone involved. And our strategy is that when we're breeding horses, that we need to give them the best possible life we can. And that is a racing life. And, of course, our participants, our stakeholders, when those horses are retired from the racetrack, it's amazing how they become part of the family.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, I've heard you with Greg Hayes on the pace in the last 2 or 3 weeks talking about the handicapping system. Can you explain in our podcast here that participants download and listen to, John, just where that stands at the moment?
Well, it will be in place as far as we can see by July 1. And this is only at Tabcorp Park Menangle and the Metropolitan races, M1 and above. It'll be for a 3 month trial. There's a couple little questions we have to have answered. And we must ensure that the entire fraternity, and when I say the entire fraternity, that's those people that race that grade of horse at Tabcorp Park Menangle, are involved. So we'll just tick those things off and we'll take that through. But it's a very black and white system. People know exactly who's in the race and why they're in the race, and it's based on prize money that they've won in their previous 5 starts. So the issue with trying to escape the system by going to another track is somewhat thwarted by the fact that the prize money keeps accumulating.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll stand by for more on that over the next couple of weeks. Now, you mentioned you were down there at the Riverina on Monday, Tuesday. What's the latest with the Wagga new track?
Well, we were warned, it's getting to a frustrating point. We were warned 10 years ago that you shouldn't build anything on a floodplain. Well, we overcame all the obstacles there until we've come to one more obstacle, and it's not a major one as far as the construction goes. It's a procedural one, and that is the government actually now signing off on building on the floodplain. They have a lot of risk to assess, and the risk is to other properties around where we're building, although the flood modelling clearly says that it can be done. Mm. But it's risk to us that the government are trying to protect us from, that we don't build something and all of a sudden we're inundated with that much water that we go cap in hand to the government or others to bail us out. So that should come, and hopefully that will be done this week. We have a contractor in place, and they're more than ready to go with turning the first site of soil there at the North Wagga facility. And what we will provide is a magnificent complex, very much similar to what we've achieved at Bathurst. So it's thumbs up, and really looking forward to what we can do in the Riverina and at Wagga itself.
This is your Trots Talk podcast from Sky Sports Radio. John Dummersy is with us, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales. John, the last couple of weeks we've had major trot races out at Menangle on the Saturday nights. I know down in Victoria this week it's the Victorian Trotters Oaks. A major promotional video has been done for trotters.
Yeah, the New South Wales Trotters Association, they're really working hard. They're working very well with the principal club at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, and of course with Harness Racing New South Wales to create a carnival and grow a carnival. We've had some races with smaller fields, but that'll come in time. But to help people become interested and be more involved with the square trotters, the gate itself, a promotional video has been put together. It runs through the training, the breeding, the owning, and the excitement of winning with a trotter, it's out there. It's a very polished production. I compliment Power Productions, and in particular Amanda, who is off looking at trotters somewhere in Malta, I believe, and Troy Williams for the dedicated work they put into this. But and all the people, Blake Fitzpatrick, Robbie Morris, Kerri-Ann Turner, Darren Hancock, who became involved and produced what is a very interesting DVD. You can see it on Trots TV. You can see it on the Harness Racing New South Wales website, as well as the Trotters Association's website. So I encourage people to take a look and become interested and get a trotter, because you can certainly win a good share of money here in New South Wales. And when you become very good, of course, you can go down and win that Victorian Trotters Oaks if you've got the right filling.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. It continues through, as you say, to the big final day.
Yeah, it's a big final day. The heats are always competitive, but we see that the horses must qualify through the heats, and the better horses are dominating somewhat in the betting and probably in the results, although arrived at the perfectly at $62 yesterday at Menangle. So any horse can win these races, but we move on to the semi-finals at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, and then into the final on Sunday, the 25th of June, and it's a great day of racing. Eight Group One races, so it's if you love harness racing, you love a bet, you should be there on that day, or watching it on Sky, of course, listening it on Sky Racing Radio, but becoming involved.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned Menangle this Saturday night. The Mount Eden four-year-old is the Group 3 there on the night. There's only seven there contesting it, but they're all in terrific form.
A very even field. I wouldn't try to pick the winner, but even field. Seven, yes, $31,800 raise. Whichever horse wins, it will deserve it. Of course, we've got a good collection of trainers, and all the top drivers are there. So that's the highlight of a very strong program at Menangle. There's 10 races, so there's plenty to punt on, and I suggest you punt Tab Fixed Odds in the first instance, and then the Parry Mutual in the second, and just keep betting with both of those.
Yeah, and all the preview coming up at 10:30 on Saturday morning, or just after 10:30 for that program at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, live on Sky Sports Radio. Just finally, John, in the gig on Tuesday night on Sky Racing featured interviews with Andrew Kelly and Lance Justice, and they spoke about the whip issue. Obviously, it's been sort of festering along, but now it's getting close. Where's New South Wales stand on all this?
Well, you're correct, Andrew, in that it's getting close. September 1 was the date that was identified by Harness Racing Australia by the abolition of the whip. It was a solid piece that was released last December. Through consultation, that's been brought back a little bit. The consultation will continue. Certainly, here in New South Wales, the board and executive management are communicating with and consulting with the representative trainers and drivers more so, but the representative group, the UHRA, and we will do at the end what we believe is in the best interest of harness racing here in New South Wales. Of course, we have want to be in the cooperative and the global view for the entire of Australia, and we should go down that path. But we've got a little way to go, even though September 1 is fast approaching us. There's a meeting next week, the all chief executives from around Australia, from the controlling bodies and the principal clubs that are still involved, and they have a joint meeting with the executive of Harness Racing Australia on the Tuesday. So that's next Monday and Tuesday. I'm certain more will come out of those meetings, but it's something which needed addressing. We can't be ignorant or ignore the fact that there are people out there in the rest of society that care for animals. And I must say, harness racing trainers, drivers, owners, administrators care very much for the horses in our industry. But we must make sure that we have this global approach. There is the horses are bred, standard breeds are bred to race. That is what they love to do. But after that, we must look after them, and we must not be cruel in any way whilst we're carrying out our endeavours.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that's the general view, and we'll follow that not only on the Pace on Sky Sports Radio every Tuesday, but of course on In the Gig as well. John, you weren't too bad today. I reckon you might come back next week if that's all right.
Well, Amanda said, look, you've been good, John. Whilst I'm away, I'm going to let you do it. But Andrew is the ruler. If Andrew says you're not well enough, you'll just be off on the sidelines, and he'll get another nuffy in to do it.
No, well, you'll be back next week in our Trots Talk podcast. And don't forget, it's a big weekend of harness duels in New Zealand as well. We'll be covering that on Sky Racing and Sky Sports Radio on Saturday. And the other little bit of news that came out on Tuesday night was Luminaire, the promising two-year-old. It's going to be eased out of the rest of the season. Just a little bit of hiccup there for the team. So that very promising two-year-old won't be seen now until it probably turns three, John. So we'll keep an eye on that, because Luminaire was probably, in this season, the best two-year-old, or at least one of them.
Yes, I hope the horse isn't injured or the setback isn't too bad, because they're the type of horses we need going into the future, into the three-year-olds, the derbies, the Oaks, of course, into the Grand Circuit races or the Chariots of Fire as a four-year-old. And it's good to see that the owners are taking that proactive approach to get that horse through to be a star of the future, because he's certainly a star of today.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, John. Thanks for your time today. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
John Dumazy, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, and our Trots Talk podcast from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.